We got to get into this. You got to meet the guys. You got to get ready for your fantasy leagues. And throughout, of course, I'm going to drop you some Easter eggs. If you pay attention, I might help you get you some points during this fantasy bachelorette season. So here we go. Again, 31 guys.
If the bachelorette were baseball season, today would be the beginning of spring training. We've got some bios and we will discuss them. Let's batch. This episode of Bachelor Party is brought to you by Folgers. Mornings set the tone for the rest of your day, and so does your first cup of coffee. So it's important to have coffee that's up to the task. Folgers offers so many varieties. Whether you're looking for a smooth or rich cup of coffee, Folgers has a roast that will surprise you with delicious flavor. Folgers is available in a range of varieties, including dark roasts like Black Silk and Noir. It also is available in K-Cup for Keurig. I wake up and I basically immediately make coffee. And for my entire time of college, we almost exclusively had Folgers. So I'm very familiar with how delicious it is. I love on The Bachelor when they also drink coffee in the morning. I love when you see them still in their pajamas, waiting for Chris Harrison to come in. It's hilarious. And hey, they should maybe drink Folgers coffee, because the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Today's episode is also brought to you by Schmitz. If you've always wanted to try a natural deodorant but were worried it might not work, Schmitz does. You'll never find aluminum or artificial fragrances. Made with coconut oil and essential oils, Schmitz keeps you fresh all day, naturally. Visit schmitz.com to learn more or find it at a retailer near you. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. Happy Bachelorette Bio Day, everybody. It's Tuesday afternoon, and we have got some men to discuss. I am joined today by my colleague and Tea Time co-host, Amelia Wedemeyer. Hello, Amelia.
Hi, Juliette. I'm so excited to be here and to discuss some dudes.
Oh my God, me too. So, in an act of serendipity, the ABC website is glitchy for me right now. They're only loading the bios for about half the guys, from AJ to Jeremy. Therefore, today we will be discussing AJ to Jeremy in alphabetical order. And on Thursday, we'll be discussing the rest of them. I don't even know all of their names yet. Well, Chris Harrison said them. But, you know, ABC, I kind of appreciate it, because that's just a nice way to break up this podcast. And that means we can devote more time to everyone, because we're not hemmed in to just one measly episode.
So true.
I'm fired up. I'm talking myself into Clatia season. I go up and down on my level of excitement, but now that this feels real and I see many of these men's bios, I'm feeling good. How about you, Amelia?
You know, me too. One thing I think is a little weird that they really have not addressed the whole switcheroo going on.
It's really weird.
It's very strange.
What's your theory on that? We got some submissions from our people in the Bachelor Party listeners of what they think. What do you think's going on there?
I have no idea. I don't understand it. I think they just want to drum up controversy because, I mean, there's really nothing else to talk about.
I think there's that. I think that there's also, like, just like in principle, do you want to give in to the paparazzi? Do you want to give in to Reality Steve and be like, you're right, guys. You spoiled the season. You're correct. Tayshia's coming in. I don't know.
True.
Also, by not lumping Tayshia in with Claire, as I do every time I say Clatia, it gives them the ability to really give Tayshia her moment, you know?
So when that's true.
When it is Tayshia's time, our focus will be on her. And then similarly, it also just means that Claire gets her moment as well. But Amelia, are you excited about Claire? Liz Kelly broke it to me that she's just not into Claire.
I know. I heard that and I was like, oh no, sad. You know, I am. She's kind of nuts and I'm totally. I'm like into that.
She's wacky. She's a wacky gal.
She is.
That makes for good TV. And
yes.
If the rumors are what they are true, then I think it'll be a good season. So I don't know. Every time I think about it, I just think about how hot they must have been in Palm Springs for so long. Yeah. And it makes me sad
probably.
For them. But whatever. Should we talk about some men, Amelia?
Let's do it.
I'm so excited. Chris Harrison, as has become the norm, sort of like soft introduces them. I'll just say his live stream was about 38 minutes long and he did all of them, which is, and he didn't even share that much, right? Like he like says a name and a fact and moves on.
Truly. That's all he did. Yeah.
It's because there's so many of them. You spend more than 2 minutes on each guy. I mean, there's 31 of them.
Yes, there are 31. He led off with like a bad Dancing with the Stars joke, which honestly, I love. Why not?
Are you watching?
You know, I watched the first episode and it's just like they judge super hard on that show. And
yeah, they take it seriously. It's like legit.
Truly. So I mean, I'm more of a Masked Singer kind of gal. So yeah, really love singing. Yeah.
I love singing as well. I just love singing. with Mariah Carey's new biography coming out, I've just been going so hard on the Mariah Carey the last few days. I've been listening to Butterfly, the album.
Wow.
A lot. It's really, really, really good. I just feel like if anyone just needs some beautiful pop music in their life, listen to Mariah Carey. And on that note, let's discuss AJ. AJ, oh, sorry. I had a great intro, but I just need to add one more thing. ABC, not only do I appreciate for your glitches, thank you for bringing back these expanded bios. I feel this year, it's the perfect amount of info. It's just everything we want. It's actually how I like all emails to go. It's a short paragraph and then a few bullet points. Very true. Easy reading.
It's nice.
If you could email me, please use that format. All right. And with that, we're off. AJ. 28 years old, software salesman, Playa del Rey, California. A lot of exciting stuff about AJ. I want to start on a serious note. Here's something about AJ. I'm being serious, as is this bio. AJ grew up in a Muslim household, and thanks to his strong bond with his mom, who AJ says he tells everything, AJ has a sincere respect for women and says he wants to find a partner who will intellectually challenge him and keep life fun as they grow old together. I am so excited to have a Muslim on this show.
It's great.
I can't recall this being a bio talking point previously. I'm sure there have been Muslim men and women on the show, but I...
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. Come on. Hundreds of people.
There are a lot of Christians out there, Juliet.
You're right, especially on The Bachelor. Regardless, I'm excited that this is a part of AJ's public profile. I'm excited that it's being presented in this way.
That is great.
It's a season where we're hoping for progress, and I do think this is a great opening salvo. So I'm excited about that. Great
Me stuff. Too. I love AJ already.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this is what we're looking for, is something new and different. So thank you, AJ, for being a part of this season, you know?
Truly, truly.
Some other facts about AJ. Learned how to make candles during quarantine.
I love
a quarantine fact. This is going to be icebreakers for the rest of time are going to be totally different.
Because oh my gosh.
You can always be like, well, during quarantine, I did X, or during quarantine, I did Y.
That's
like,
Amelia, so true.
What's your quarantine fact?
I have really gotten into 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh my God. There you go.
You know? So. The whole entire franchise.
Did you start from the beginning?
I've been really cherry picking. Because there are multiple iterations of the show and you kind of have to seek out the craziest people and go for that, or else it gets a little boring.
Where would you say this ranks, this being 90 Day Fiancé, among the world's most depressing television programs?
Ooh, well, see, other people's pain is my pleasure. I hate to say that, but it kind of is, because it's like, well, at least my life isn't that fucked up. So I enjoy it. But yeah, I mean, you see people getting swindled. You see people just trying to escape a bad life, which is depressing too. So there are definitely depressing moments, but there's also a lot of like really funny, crazy people on the show.
Did you watch the season with Danielle Muhammad?
Yes.
It scarred me for life.
Oh my God. I want my sex. Yes.
So upsetting. Let's move on. Okay. Other other than AJ learning how to make candles during quarantine, which I love. He said he is terrified of tigers. I feel that he probably got in touch with this also during quarantine while watching Tiger King.
Right.
And I'll just say, AJ just seems like a kind of normal LA guy to me, and I'm here for it.
Totally. Why not?
Studying for his MBA. He says he doesn't show up to anything without doing his research first. That means he Googles everything. AJ, me too. So
smart.
AJ, I don't see him going far, but I hope he has a lovely life and a good experience because I like AJ.
Yeah. Well, and interesting. So Chris on this live stream said AJ leaves a big impression on night one. So much so it hurts. Did he get wheeled out on a stretcher? I don't know. I'm a little afraid for AJ.
Yeah, I don't know. The weird thing with these guys is thinking like, is he a match for Claire? Is he a match for Tayshia? Is he a match for neither? Is he a match for both? It's so weird. It's a different approach to these bios.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Onward. Ben, who I find very handsome.
Yeah, he's cute.
He is 29. He's an Army Ranger veteran. He's from Venice, California. Really picking from this LA pool. Ben is a sweet Midwestern boy with a California dreamboat. Good looks. I have a hard time believing Ben wrote that about himself. I usually suspect that these are self-written, auto-written, but who knows? After graduating from the United States Military Academy at West Point. West Point. Very hard to get into.
Yes.
Smart guy. Ben suffered a life-changing back injury that shifted his priorities in life and ultimately led to his decision not to return to active duty. After returning to civilian life, Ben made the decision to focus on his passion for health and nutrition, which led him to sunny Venice Beach. I mean, if this man is an Instagram star in the making, what is he?
Well, he's definitely going to the beach.
It's too bad Hanji has a girlfriend, a boyfriend. I feel like he'd be a good match with her.
Well, honestly, I hope she dumps him soon. So maybe that'll happen. I'm sorry.
Nobody
I hate that guy
more than you.
I really do hate him. I really do.
The story of Ben continues. He loves his new job as a personal trainer. I mean, send this man to Equinox if he's not there already.
Exactly, exactly. Well, his favorite indulgence is an ice bath. So,
I mean, sure. Come on.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
When he's in a relationship, Ben loves to show affection through writing love letters. Yes, you just scoffed.
Sorry.
I hope this seems unlikely for Claire because we know she's only on it for 12 days. But I hope. I hope that he makes it far with Tayshia and they still have the tradition of like sending like a note or like a memento with a letter to the bachelorette, because I would love to read one of Ben's love letters as it's part of his bio.
That would be something kind of like Hannah Ann did with her letter. It wasn't a letter. It was like a list, but
it
used to.
Oh my God. And it had the heart over the eye.
Yeah. Never forget.
Love letters are outdated. I think you should only write them if you're actually good at writing. Otherwise, it's just really embarrassing.
Agreed. Agreed. Yes, definitely. Does he look like he would be good at writing? Does Ben look like he's a good writer?
That's a trap. I'm not answering that question.
Okay.
That's too mean. I've learned my lesson. I'm not going to answer that question. Nice try, Amelia.
Okay.
How do you feel about this? Ben once flew across the country to see a girl he had never met in person before. You just watched all of his 90 Day Fiancé, so how do you feel about that?
Well, see, but then I had read it wrong, and I thought it said he once flew across country to see a girl he met in prison, and I went to another show that I'm currently watching, Love After Lockup, which is from the producers of 90 Day Fiancé, another great show.
Oh my goodness, you're all about the TLC programming.
I really am. Actually, this one's WeTV, but yes, yes.
Probably same corporate parent.
Yeah. I mean, okay. You know.
So is that Ben creepy or cool?
I mean, oh God. Cool. I'll just cool. Why not? Cool. Sure.
I do feel like we're in a new phase of evaluating relationships here in quarantine. Now that AJ knows how to make candles, everything's changed, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
All righty. Onward. We have got Bennett. I will say, by the way, no time for Googling, and I don't read Reality Steve. So like, there might be facts about this, about these people out there that like, I just don't know, because I don't mess with that. So I just want to remind everyone, this is without the benefit of Reality Steve or the Googling that AJ would do. I've really talked myself into AJ. This happened with Ben H, where I was like, oh, I can't get too into him. He's at the beginning of the alphabet. Like, there's so many more guys to come, but I'm really into Ben H. And maybe I should just go with my gut, because I was right back then. Maybe I'm right now.
You know what? Yeah, I love that. That's great. Yes, you should.
Bennett 36, wealth management consultant from New York City.
Yeah.
Bennett looks really familiar to me. I feel that perhaps I've been to his Instagram or something because he just looks super familiar.
Well, he just looks like he's in one of those like home insurance or life insurance ads, you know, with like the family and the golden retriever. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from him. But
also, I accuse many women of this. I'm going to go with Bennett, age liar. He looks older than 36 to me.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I thought he was the oldest one on the show, but apparently he's not. I swear to God, I had read somewhere. I'm not even joking when I say this. I swear to God that I read somewhere on like a bio on Reality Steve or something that he was 48.
Bennett, I was going to go with 41. And
oh, okay. Sorry.
No reason to apologize. And Bennett, also, don't hide your age. If you are in your 40s, we're here for it. It's cool. Bennett looks like Instagram Harry Hamlin to me. Like he looks like...
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yes. Wow. Or, call up Lisa Rinna. Oh, my goodness.
She's embroiled in drums right now.
Is she ever...
He also looks like he could have been on a USA show circa like 2007. Like he could have, like in between Royal Pains and Psych, there could have been a show starring Bennett when he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
Bennett. Bennett says he is the total package. Handsome, check. Great job, check. Mm. I will say wealth management consultant is a great job, especially in the city of New York where it's good to be wealthy. So
there you go. Well,
why is he single, you may be wondering. I was wondering. According to Bennett, he hasn't always been, quote, this successful and good looking. Oh. Bennett grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and attended Harvard, where he says he finally grew into himself. Now, Bennett, this is such a classic, like, nerdy guy. One girl pays him attention when he's 20 and it, like, turns him into a monster. Now, Bennett works as a financial planner in New York City, where his life has become everything young Bennett ever wanted. Is this 13 going on 30? Like, what is this? He enjoys taking morning yoga classes, walking the High Line in his favorite Belgian loafers, and indulging in delicious meals in the city's best restaurants. Okay. There's only one thing to say about Bennett. He blows. Bennett sucks.
Well, Chris even said he was trying to be nice about it, but he said on the live stream, he's one of the most unique guys. You never want to say unique about anyone. Personality. And he kind of reminded him of Kaylin from Emily Maynard's season.
I was just going to say he reminds me of Kaylin. Thank you so much.
So there you go. And Kaylin was like a villain.
Big time. He was like a villain before they really had villains like that.
Right. Because he called Emily's daughter baggage.
I just want to say that he has four horrible bullets. Humidity at any level is a deal breaker for Bennett. Bennett, you're from Georgia. You live in New York. Like, what are you talking about? It's clearly not a deal breaker for you. Although he probably thrived in Palm Springs. So congrats to him. Bennett is man enough to admit that he likes to indulge in a relaxing face mask at the end of the day. Okay, face masks have been trendy for like 4 years. Like, welcome to the club for men and for women. Bennett hates golf. I do too. Fine. And this is absolutely horrible. Like, just Bennett, GTFO. In college, Bennett joined one of those fancy finals clubs everyone learned about from watching The Social Network.
Oh, my God.
We just had Fincher. We're here at The Ringer. So, yes, we're all very familiar with The Social Network. Plus, it's an incredible movie. But, like, no one came away from that being like, you know, it was really cool. Mark Zuckerberg and his friends or the twins and their friends. Like, no.
True.
Wasn't the takeaway.
Definitely not. That sounds very elitist and yikes. Just like. Bad hazing. That's I see Bennett taking a naked young freshman and spanking him with like a stick.
Bennett, we don't care for you.
Yeah, not a good guy.
Moving on. Blake Monar. Okay, so I'm really excited about Blake Monar. Having nothing to do with who he is.
Okay.
It's so rare that they end up with someone with the same first name and first initial that they have to go full last name. And there's two Blake M's. And it's just, I love a break from history and tradition. So it's exciting stuff. All righty. Blake Monar, 31. I mean, Amelia, would you like to read his occupation? I can't.
He's a male grooming specialist.
He's from Phoenix, Arizona, I bet. So male grooming specialist, what does that mean to you?
Hairstyler. They just are weird and don't want to say hairstyler.
Or barber. It makes it sound, it's for some reason, for to me, male grooming specialist makes it sound like he does like waxing for men.
Maybe.
You're probably right. I just think that's what I think of.
I don't know. You know what? You might be right, though. I think that's probably what it is, honestly.
Who knows? It's just weird.
But he is a former pro baseball player.
Former pro baseball player. Yes. Exciting. I love a professional.
A former pro athlete.
I love a pro athlete on The Bachelor. We're going to have to look him up.
Totally.
I just want to note on the B-side on Thursday, as we conclude these bios, we will fill in gaps. We will research people for a little bit without getting spoilers. But like, just really to know, like, how good were you at your sport? Because we also have a football player coming up. And of course, this is The Ringer. We can't move forward with these former pro athletes without knowing how good their careers were. You know, I basically, it's like all I care about, all I ever cared about with Colton and continue to. Like Ben, Blake suffered a really bad injury when he was younger, which led him to retire from baseball. And Blake's next move was a bold one, which I quibble with. He packed up his entire life and moved to Phoenix, where he now owns and operates a cosmetic company. Blake's next big move, he's here to find his future wife. Okay. I just feel like probably 50% of former baseball players move to Arizona. That's like seemingly where they go.
They're so used to it from like spring training.
Exactly.
You know, who wouldn't want to do that all the time?
Blake's bullet points. He doesn't have any pets of his own, but he says he's everyone's first call when they need a dog sitter. Great strat, because that means you have a lot of dogs available to you for like your dating profile pics, but you don't have any of the responsibility of owning them.
Wow, that's so true. That's so true.
So good job, Blake. I think I might like Blake. He's never left the country. Bad beat being on the quarantine season of The Bachelorette then.
Oh my God. Yeah, seriously. Oh my God. Wow. That's, fate just slapped him in the face.
Seriously. Big time. He loves to take his mom shopping. Very sweet. And he loves pancakes. Standard.
Sure. Why not?
Just sounds like a regular guy who once played baseball, which is like a lot of people. So yes, a regular guy.
I hope that his cosmetics business takes off after that, because I don't see him winning. And no, I see him using this as a platform for his company.
Speaking of Emily's season, Emily Maynard, he kind of reminds me of Jeff 1F a little bit with his hair.
Oh my God, with the hair. The hair is really, there's some gravity defying stuff.
He's a grooming specialist, so he knows how to do that kind of thing.
That's true.
You know, refreshing that we're getting a man at the cosmetic company. I mean, so frequently it's just associated with women.
True. That's great.
I wonder how he can stacks up against Kylie Jenner and Kylie Cosmetics.
I don't know, but you know, we're seeing so many bachelor people break down these bachelor walls. It's really exciting to see.
On to the next Blake. His name is Blake Moynes. He's a wildlife manager, negative, but he's from Hamilton, Ontario, positive. I love a Canadian. Great stuff. Wildlife manager. I mean, just a zookeeper? Like, what are we talking here? Or like, does he also have a tiger farm?
Ooh, maybe. They were like, you know, it's worked well for Netflix.
Seriously.
Wild animals.
Seriously.
Because Chris also said in the live broadcast that he owns his own falcon that he hunts with.
Oh my God. Wow. I have a friend to set him up with if he doesn't win The Bachelorette. So he's not winning. Falconry. That's pretty cool.
That is kind of cool. Yeah.
Honestly, Canadians are great. Look at Caitlin Bristow, Drake. There's so many good ones. Seth Rogen. So many good ones out there. You know, and then, of course, Justin Bieber. When I first saw the video for One Less Lonely Girl, like in 2009 or 10, I was like, phew, he's Canadian. He's not one of ours. Seriously, that was my first response.
Wow. Okay.
Oh. I was never a fan. Let's learn more about Blake and less about me. Blake now feels the pressure to settle down and wife up. Wife up! Which like reminds me of like an album title, like. Oh. Like some like hit band would do that. His dream woman is outdoorsy, beautiful, and fun. She has to have a goofy side and be okay with his self-described, quote, potty mouth. He says he has no problems talking about his emotions and wants a partner who will appreciate that he wears his heart on his sleeve. Blake Moynes is confident that Claire Crawley is the woman for him.
Ooh, Blake, I've got some bad news for you, but yeah.
Blake, we don't think it's you. I have a suggestion for Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Consider Becca Kufrin. For some reason, I'm getting match
Whoa,
vibes.
Oh, I love that. Well, Becca is from Minnesota. That's essentially Canada. I can say that because I'm from Minnesota. I'm sitting in Minnesota now.
I'd actually like to note, I've never met a Minnesotan that I didn't like. There's zero bad Minnesotans.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, we try. We try to be nice.
Not zero, but not many.
Yeah, yeah.
Good state. Yeah, I just feel like, for some reason, I feel like he has some of that outdoorsiness that perhaps she was attracted to in Garrett.
Totally.
And
oh my God. I love that.
I also happen to love Blake's shirt in his bio. I hope he wasn't wearing it in Palm Springs, so it looks hot.
It but does look hot.
Like a nice sage green sort of like button down flannel material. It looks really lovely.
The fabric is definitely heavier. You can just see. Some, yeah.
Which makes it a nicer shirt. Too many flimsy fabrics these days.
True. And sometimes The Bachelor really goes hard with like the jewel tones. Ugh. It's just like no one has looked good in a jewel tone in like a dress shirt forever. So
I know.
What are you doing?
Blake looks lovely. Only three bullet points about Blake. Great length of an email. Once again, Blake loves the Ninja Turtles as much as the Ninja Turtles love pizza.
Wow.
Fine. Blake loves picnics. Perfect for your SponCon. That, you know that picnic company that like people do? What's that called? Have you ever seen that?
I don't think
Amelia. It's like a SponCon company that like, they like set up like, a picnic for you on the beach in Malibu.
Okay, cool.
Blake volunteers the different endangered species every year. He's committed to these wildlife. I like it.
Yeah, me too. That is actually, that's like a cool occupation. That's a cool hobby.
Yeah. And I'm not into wildlife, but I like that he has a passion.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No animals for me. Let's move on. Brandon, with the smoldering look into the camera. Brandon is 28. Real estate agent from Cleveland, Ohio. Brandon is giving me Tayshia vibes. This is not a guy for Claire.
Oh my gosh.
I do see him with Tayshia.
I could see that. Well, Chris Harrison, in the live stream, said not only is he stunningly handsome.
He is.
He is. No, he's a very handsome man. He says something to Claire. He meant well, was seemed like a compliment. We'll see if Claire took it that way, which obviously means that she did not take it that way. And he said something that she perceived as insulting. So
that's rough. I hope it wasn't too rude. That I don't want to have to rescind my takes on Brandon. I'm not sure that I like Brandon, but he's like clearly extremely handsome. He looks like he would have been one of the love interests in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants if they did like another one.
Yes, where she goes like back to Greece because like Kostas died or something. And she has to. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Well, he also loves an older woman, too. So
fantastic. That's great.
It's great for Claire. Yeah.
Here's a negative about Brandon, too, really. He has a phobia of dancing, which is just like so unfun. So like you dance alone every wedding you attend
that
together.
Sucks. Yeah.
That blows. And presumably he wrote this or at least okayed it. Brandon is an Italian stallion in the prime of his life.
What?
I mean, that's the first line of his bio. So
oh my God, it is
rough.
Oh no, Brandon, why would you ever sign off on that? Oh no.
It's a great question, Amelia. He's enjoyed living out the last few years as a real estate agent and model in New York City, but now says he's ready to head back to the Cleveland burbs where he grew up to start a family. Is he ready or is it just COVID and he has to? I mean, it's just a question I have.
No, I think you're extremely correct. And I'm sorry. I'm just not over this Italian stallion in the prime of his life quote. This is...
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Brandon, what are you doing?
If he doesn't ride it on a stallion on night one, I'll be disappointed.
I would love to see that.
Oh, man. Brandon's dream girl will never say no to going on a spontaneous adventure and will be the ultimate teammate in raising their family. Brandon just seems like he learned a lot of like cliches and just spit them all into this bio.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. It's
no,
just,
it's true.
It's weird how like so far these bios are also like specifically like referencing Claire and like,
yeah,
it's not just Claire. We know it's not just Claire. We
but they want us to believe and they think we're a lot dumber than we really are.
ABC, you're not going to pull one over on us. All right. Moving on, we from Brandon to Brendan, who looks like a regular guy who got a really good makeover. He looks like he was on a TLC like makeover show. His name is Brendan. He's 30. He's a commercial roofer and he's from Milford, Massachusetts.
Well, Chris said to look out for his accent because he's like, he's from the Boston area and he's Portuguese. So I don't know what that means, but okay.
Oh my God. Did you know what? There's a lot of Portuguese people in construction and real estate in the Boston area.
Really?
Yes.
How interesting.
And there's like Portuguese bakeries all over Massachusetts. And there's like a large Portuguese population there. And just personal note, I love Portugal. Lisbon is one of my favorite places I've ever been. So...
That's awesome. I've always wanted to go to Portugal and it seems great.
It is. Actually, they went, Allie Fedotowsky went to Lisbon, and that's not why I went, but I did go shortly thereafter. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place. I hope that when there's travel again, The Bachelorette goes there and that you go there as well, Amelia.
Oh, yes, please.
Let's learn a little bit more about Brendan. He is a sensitive soul who is ready to share his life with a special woman, blah, 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 who's not. This is sad. After losing his dad at a young age, he knew that his purpose in life was to be a father. After relocating to Los Angeles, Brendan decided to move back home to Massachusetts to work for the family roofing business and be closer to his family, especially his nieces and nephews, whom he can't get enough of. So he's a Portuguese masshole.
What's not to love, honestly?
What's not to love? Also, I feel like, Amelia, this is right up your alley.
Okay.
Brendan loves some good true crime.
Ooh, yes.
I mean, is he a Nancy Grace fan? Is he into true crime podcast? My Favorite Murder? I mean, you know, what's he listening to?
Real true crime fans know that My Favorite Murder is not shit.
Okay. What's the best true crime podcast? Please make a recommendation.
Oh, my God. See, I like the Datelines and the NBC or the NBC Dateline 48 Hours. Oh, Keith Morrison is an icon.
Yeah. Dateline's having a moment because of Netflix, right? It's back.
Yes. And 48 Hours. They try to like kind of when they see like, oh, a Tiger King, then they do like a Tiger King story and kind of stuff, which I appreciate.
Yeah, of course. So. Ride that wave.
Exactly.
I thought this said he loves to make love to a woman, but actually he loves to make a woman feel desired and describe himself as a true romantic. So same thing.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
All right. Here is a real twist about Brendan.
Okay.
Brendan's signature look is a turtleneck. His signature look. I mean, yes, it's cold in Massachusetts in the winter. You need that warmth. But yeah, I don't know.
But wouldn't you think if you're working, neither did I, but I can see him rocking it, maybe with like a chain even. I don't know.
Probably, a chain? What is this? Is this a Knight of the Roxbury? What are you talking about?
No, it's like, you know, the Rock with that infamous photo of the Rock where he's like in the jeans and the chain. I don't know. But also, I don't see him as a turtleneck guy because he's probably working outside with his hands. And I just feel like the turtleneck would just make you warm, really warm.
I just want to say, I just realized this as we were discussing it. Brendan is the reverse Will Hunting. He went back to Massachusetts to work in construction after being in California. The reverse Will Hunting. We just, Brendan, good luck. You've got a lot to live up to. Today's episode is also brought to you by Schmitz. It can be tough to find a natural deodorant that works the way you need it to. Some don't last long enough. Some just don't smell nice. But if you're looking for a deodorant that keeps you fresh all day, naturally, and offers a variety of seriously amazing scents, you want Schmitz. It's the natural deodorant that works. Schmitz is the most awarded natural deodorant brand of 2019. Their formulas use innovative ingredients derived from plants and minerals, as well as coconut oil and essential oils to help neutralize odor to keep you feeling fresh. And it's never formulated with aluminum or artificial fragrances. Choose from scent combinations like lavender and sage, rose and vanilla, charcoal and magnesium, and many more. I will definitely be choosing lavender and sage. Lavender's been one of my go-to deodorant scents for so long, and now I'm really happy I can get it in a natural deodorant. If you have sensitive skin, Schmitz thought of that too. Its sensitive line, featuring hemp seed oil and rich natural deodorants, are made without baking soda. They help neutralize odor, and they keep you fresh. Schmitz natural deodorant works. Visit schmitz.com to learn more or find it at a retailer near you. This episode of Bachelor Party is brought to you by Folgers. Mornings set the tone for the rest of your day, and so does your first cup of coffee. So it's important to have a coffee that's up to the task. Folgers offers so many varieties. Whether you're looking for a smooth or rich cup of coffee, Folgers has a roast that will always surprise you with delicious flavor. Folgers is available in a range of varieties, including dark roasts like Black Silk and Noir. It's also available in K-Cup for Keurig. I can't go more than an hour with that coffee, and I think it's the same on The Bachelor. I mean, they're up so late that you have to imagine they wake up and immediately go for a brew. I mean, I hope they're having Folgers, because do you remember that classic jingle? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other,
Well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Take your first steps into fall with comfortable, washable, and sustainable products from Rothy's. Rothy's is making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags made for life on the go. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Rothy's owns and operates their manufacturing workshop where they prioritize sustainability. Rothy's shoes are so comfortable with zero break-in period thanks to their knit-to-shape design. Rothy's best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, which Meghan Markle wore, has over 3,000 near-perfect reviews. The newest Rothy's styles include brand-new bags, masks, and their first adjustable sneaker. The lace-up is out of this world and comfortable and is knit from a thread made from repurposed plastic water bottles. Rothy's come in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns that are available in a range of styles. Plus, they're fully machine-washable. I have two pairs of my Rothy's. I got the loafer and I got the point. I love them both. And you know what? They can go casual. They can dress up. They just look good with really everything. So I recommend them. I have to say, I love my point in like this gray camo in particular. They're just a great shoe. Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/bachelor. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/bachelor. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/bachelor today. Alrighty. For some reason, Chasen, who's next, he's 31, an IT account executive from San Diego, also looks really familiar to me. Maybe he just looks like an extra from the OC or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. No, he looks like or like someone that was on MTV or like a Survivor contestant. Oh
God. Chasen. That's an interesting name. He grew up in the world of competitive swimming and he's ready to win the race for Claire's heart.
Love that. Well, I mean, he seems like kind of a fun person. I don't know. He loves a golden doodle. So
that's true. That. Chasen says he's never been close to getting married, but hopes to one day have a long and happy marriage similar to that of his parents who've been together for 35 years. Wow. It gets better. After ending a 2-year toxic relationship with his coworker. I mean, was it toxic at work? Was it toxic at home? Did people know?
Oh my God.
Man, I have questions.
That's a lot of information to dump on us in this little bachelor bio.
I'd love to know more. I would really enjoy a dating show that was like just people recovering from toxic work relationships. Like people they met at work, you know, as my parents met at work. So I say that as someone just like, you know, interested in that way of meeting people, I suppose. I don't know. Anyway, I'm loving what we're getting from Chasen. That's a lot to disclose right up front, as you said. And man, I'm excited. He loves women who take pride in staying fit. I mean, it's perfect that he's in this world. I have an uncomfortable feeling Chasen will hook up with Hannah Brown. Just a vibe.
Oh my God.
Based on nothing, but I just feel like her brand right now is boxing gym. So,
oh my God. Okay.
I actually have a lot of questions of people in LA who are like going to their indoor gyms, which seems to be popping up on Instagram, but that's for another time. Jason considers himself to be very romantic and loves making his significant other feel special. He says there's no better feeling than seeing your partner smile and knowing the reason is because of you. I feel like these men are trying to telegraph that, like, they're good in bed to Claire and Tayshia.
I think that's definitely what they're doing.
They're not reading these dudes. Like, I guess just for the women in the future, I don't know.
Oh, you know, that's it. They are trying to up their marketability in the future. That's what they're doing. Because they know what happened with Tyler C, that they're like, hey, I can be the next Tyler C, which honestly is smart.
Fame waits on the other side.
Exactly.
Chasen once swam from San Francisco to Alcatraz wearing only a pink Speedo. Pink Speedo, don't care. San Francisco to Alcatraz, really hard swim. Good job.
Yeah.
Also, that's like known to have very strong currents and also cold water. But also, like, that's once again, like, not normally what you do. There's like a race every year that's Alcatraz to San Francisco, the escape from Alcatraz. But no one asked me. Super weird.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
yeah,
that bothers me that he had to add the pink Speedo thing like it was cool and a personality trait, because it's clearly not. And who cares? But okay.
That's a great point. It's not a personality trait. When people like put just like kind of circumstantial facts in their bios, and it's like, that's not a personality.
But they think it is. And it's like, I don't want anything to do with you now.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I love to travel. That's also not really a personality trait anymore.
True. Like, and who doesn't love to travel?
Totally. Who doesn't love to like take a picture in a beautiful scenic historic spot? We all love that.
Seriously.
God. Okay, next, Chris, 27, landscape design salesman, Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm going to be honest, I find Chris boring, but that's okay. Chris works in landscaping and is hoping his relationship with Claire will bloom like the perfect rose. After his last serious relationship ended in heartbreak, I thought that's a heart attack. Chris was unsure if he was meant for true love. I mean, like, this is boring stuff, right?
You know? It totally is. And he has a little fact that's like, oh, I'm the oldest of four kids. All of us have genius level IQs. Like,
prove please. It.
Yeah, exactly. Take prove a test, it. Chris.
As a kid, Chris ran and operated a coffee shop on his parents' front lawn so he could buy himself an electric scooter.
Okay. I hate that. I don't want children to pander to me, okay? I'm sorry. It's just like, no, I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Yeah. Chris loves camping, but he won't go longer than 3 days at a time. 3 days too long. I hate camping. How do you feel about it, Amelia? I feel like it wouldn't be your thing.
Camping, I mean, it's fine. I'm not like, wow, I can't wait to camp, but I'll do it. I just, you know, I like to take a shower. You know, I'm a shower person.
I was
going
to say, I like to sleep on a bed. Why do I want to sleep on the ground?
Exactly. And also, you can go out into nature, have your fun time, and then go back. Exactly. You know,
day trip it, people. What do you need to like commune the floor for? All right, next. Dale is a small town boy with big dreams of making an impact on the world. I believe Dale was also living in New York. I just want to say this is sad. His mother passed away at a young age. Before her death, Dale says she taught him to always follow his passions and that nothing is impossible if you work hard. After playing D1 football and basketball at South Dakota State, which is just like a perennially like good school, I believe, at sports. Dale spent 4 years playing in the NFL before stepping away to move to New York and pursue a career in consulting for sports, wellness, and lifestyle brands. This is a type of man in New York that they don't quite have in LA. Like, LA has the sort of like the Chasen types. Dale is sort of like wants to parlay his like athleticism and obvious very good looks into like a career in like nutrition that like you do a lot of like talks. Whereas I feel like in LA, you parlay it into like a lot of Instagram content. Instagram content with the talks. It's not one or the other, but just a slightly different variation, you know? And I like it.
No, you're so right.
But Dale's feeling passionate. He doesn't like to hold back and is looking for a woman who won't be turned off by his intensity. I mean, this sounds good for Claire. She is an intense and intensely loving person, I think.
True.
Dale says one thing he has not mastered yet is patience. Will he be able to wait his turn to make a move on Claire, or will he come in hot for all the right reasons?
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Good facts to hear about Dale. He loves Oprah.
Who doesn't?
I'm about to say, who doesn't love Oprah? And if you don't, like, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Dale's an ambassador for the Special Olympics. That's very cool. Love it. And his favorite indulgence is a good martini and a perfectly cooked steak. It's like, okay, we all watch Mad Men one time as well.
Wow. Yeah, Dale. That's true. But you know what? What Dale didn't add, but I will add, he looks like he could rock a turtleneck.
Okay, I know why you're saying that. And it's because he's currently wearing a chain and you think the two go together.
No, I swear to God, he looks like a turtleneck kind of guy.
Dale's just ridiculously handsome. He's like, he's the type of handsome that you're just like, well, I'm not talking to that person. He's too handsome. Like, he's so attractive that he's just like, he's counted out of many conversations.
Totally, totally.
He's wearing a horrific outfit in this picture. It's like one of these flimsy materials that we were deriding before. It's
yes.
Like a pointless navy shirt with a collar and a chain. The chain is fine. Did you watch Normal People, Amelia?
No, I didn't.
Well, Connell Waldron in the show, he wears a chain. Are you familiar with Connell's chain?
Yes, I am. Yes, of course, of course, of course.
Chains are really in right now, and Dale is part of it. I have to say, Connell's chain is just fantastic content. You should follow it.
Okay.
Dale, I'll be checking on your football scores. Dale seems like the kind of person who goes to Dumbo House in Brooklyn. He probably does.
He just seems like a genuinely, like, obviously he's handsome, but he also, like, he works with the Special Olympics.
Yeah, he's like, know, too good to be true.
Exactly. Like, Dale's a dreamboat.
Dale's kind of like the Tyler C of the season.
Like, there you go.
Ridiculously attractive, like, cares about, like, actual topics. Mm. And you're just like, well, this can't be real. This is Dale.
I love his name. I love that Dale.
Me too. Me too. All right, Dale. Let's move on. We've got next DeMar, also from Scottsdale, Arizona, as one of the previous dudes. He's a spin cycling instructor, which is great. I love a spinning class. I actually really miss those here in quarantine. And he's 26 years old. He's ready to find his wife and is diligently on the hunt. DeMar, I think you showed up for the wrong season. You're too young.
Yeah, true, true. But you know what? Chris said he kind of alluded to the fact that DeMar will be around because he was like, he's a fan favorite. He's a great dude. Like, we're clearly going to see this guy in paradise.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true.
Happy for DeMar.
A different show. Yeah. Me too.
You know,
the one non-negotiable in DeMar's life is his passion for spin. So that's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah. He is a very popular spin instructor in Scottsdale and says that he can get on the bike and that spin to any beat thrown his way. Honestly, I really miss spinning. So this is
cool. Are you a soul cycle person?
Big time. And I really miss it. I bet that DeMar is a great instructor.
Do you think DeMar is a soul cycle instructor or is it like some other off-brand cycling?
I bet it's soul cycle. I think if it was like a different brand, he would be more specific about like at my spin gym in Scottsdale or whatever.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yes, that's true.
Do you think he has a Peloton?
Of course. Are you kidding? Yeah, duh. Obviously. He's probably doing video recordings for Peloton and like, you know, splits his time between that and SoulCycle.
I have neither space nor money for a Peloton, but I really wish I did. Seems great.
Same.
DeMar's dream job is to be a DJ on the Las Vegas Strip. And while that sounds like my personal worst nightmare, this does make DeMar very good for reality television. So that's cool.
True. That's true. That is true. Wow. Oh my God. I would love to see like compete on like a DJ show maybe.
Yeah.
Where he's like spinning on like his DJ booth to keep the electricity going.
Oh my God. I love that idea.
Thank you.
It's like for charity or something. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, things get a little unexpected from here. DeMar writes poetry in his spare time, but wouldn't consider himself a poet by any means. DeMar, thank you. This is a humble man. I appreciate it. Denver is one of DeMar's favorite cities in the United States, and when he goes skiing or snowboarding for the first time, he wants it to be there. I mean, wait, what? So he's like going to Denver in summer? I mean, I also have never been to Denver, so I'm not judging. I've never been to Colorado, but I don't.
Oh, really?
No, I heard it's a great place.
It's beautiful.
But if he's skiing and snowboarding, where is he doing that? And like, why? And I don't know. It's just weird thing to me. But
that is a little strange.
Whatever. DeMar's wine of choice is a Cabernet Sauvignon. All right. Good choice. Mine's a Sauvignon Blanc. He's into red. I'm into white. No big deal. Amelia, what's yours?
Whatever is cheapest, honestly.
Okay. Like a yellowtail? Yeah. You're just going for that.
I was going to say barefoot even because it's like more bang for your buck, but you know.
My favorite quarantine beverage on the topic of wine is not wine. It's Bon Viv sparkling seltzers. It's better than White Claw.
Bon
Hard
Viv.
Seltzer, sorry.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to check that out. Oh,
it's a really dumb name, but they're really delicious. Okay. I mean, it's like, what does that mean? Good life, but not? All right, next. Next, we have a future challenge competitor, if I've ever seen one. Easy. He's 29. He's a sports marketing agent. He's from Newport Beach, California. Easy spelled like G-E-Z-Y. I think that's how G-E-Z-Y spells it. E-A-Z-Y. Yes. I mean, okay. He also played in the NFL for 4 years.
Easy. Wow.
We will have a full football and baseball report on Thursday. I promise you. Perhaps some real stats will be involved. I'll be going to profootballreference.com because we have a subscription. After playing in the NFL for 4 years, Easy decided to shift gears and move into the marketing side of sports, where he now has a very successful career as an agent. Smart move, Easy. That's great. Use your experience. And, you know, this is the era of player empowerment, so he can be a part of that. I love it.
Very cool.
The only difference now is that Easy says he's much more focused on his personal life. He's ready to find his queen. I don't personally like being called queen. Like, I'm just a woman out here, but that's fine. I think that's, you know.
I feel you. I feel the same exact way. And I feel like we're in the minority, but I feel queen is a little cheesy for me.
Please never yes queen me, but that's fine. Okay. Above all, Easy wants to make his family proud. I really like Easy. I have a feeling he already has made them proud because he seems like a nice guy and he made it to the NFL. nobody hypes Easy up better than himself. Okay. Easy hates insects, especially ones that fly.
Same.
Hard to argue with that. Easy's dream is to own the New York Yankees. And this cinches the deal for me, clinches it. This might be my most perfect person to ever be on The Bachelorette. His final comment about himself is, like me, Easy has seen every episode of Grey's Anatomy. And Easy and I can tell you, there's about 350 episodes and more to come. God. I'm not joking.
Holy shit. Easy. Oh my God.
Let's talk. Actually, I would really like to talk to him. I love Grey's Anatomy so much.
Wow.
Honestly, this is like really exciting for me. I'm like going to reach out to interview him about Grey's Anatomy.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Amelia. This is awesome. Easy just gives me challenge vibes. I think he'll be on the challenge.
I could see it. You can tell he has a nice body.
And athletic and I don't know. He can win some money to buy the Yankees. Whatever.
There you go.
Next up is Ed, who I just feel like is the most unfortunate of the bunch. He's a healthcare. Yes.
Do you know? Not to bring up 90 Day Fiance again, but have you seen the version with Big Ed?
No.
Okay. Well, Big Ed looks, my friend described him as like, he looks exactly how. Like, there's never been a human that looks more like an egg than Big Ed.
Oh, my God.
And this guy looks like a younger version of Big Ed. Like, there's no neck going on. Everything about him screams Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé to me.
Yeah, I'm not into Ed. He's 36, healthcare salesman from Miami, Florida. Maybe he's a nice guy. Ed is looking to find a woman who has natural beauty without looking overly fake. Okay, I like that. He has a weakness for women who can joke around and be playful. I mean, like, everyone can. Just not everyone does. And he'd also love to find someone to enjoy one of his many aquatic hobbies with, like kayaking or paddleboarding. I mean, dude, move to Marina Del Rey and you'll find plenty of them. And Ed hopes that his experience will produce the meaningful and loving relationship that he hasn't quite yet experienced.
Wow.
He's serious about getting married and is hoping to return home with Claire by his side, never to be single again. I feel like he's going to get like really heartbroken and voted out on night one.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Chris said that he is a, quote, great guy. So, you know, maybe this will open up a larger dating pool for him.
There's an absolutely bright red flag with Ed. Here's what Ed loves all-inclusive resorts. I mean, that is just alarming. There's a lot to be liked about all-inclusive resorts. I went to a lovely one in Mexico one time. But like, to love them, I mean, it's widely known that the drinks are watered down and the food is bad. So, like, come on, Ed, dream bigger.
Also, you're not really immersing yourself in the culture of wherever you're going.
Exactly. Like, leave the grounds. Go try something out.
Also, another red flag is that Ed admits to being bad at multitasking and planning ahead. I mean,
these are two deal breakers. The all-inclusive resort is much more upsetting. But yes, these are both bad.
Poor Ed.
Also, like, I know that it can be financially responsible or like just a good deal to go to an all-inclusive resort.
Sure.
But like saying that you love one isn't like saying like Ed loves getting a great deal at all-inclusive resorts. It's just all-inclusive resorts, full stop. That's a problem.
He loves sandals. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like Michael Scott. Sandals Jamaica. I love when he comes back from Sandals Jamaica.
With his one like little bead.
Yes. It's so funny. Alrighty, next we have Garen,
who I think might also be lying about his age.
Yeah, he says he's 34, professor of journalism. Professor, what?
That's pretty cool.
Awesome. And we work in media, so Garen, very cool. He'll probably have a podcast soon. He's from North Hollywood, California. He's a good old Florida boy who loves to be the center of attention. He loves his job teaching journalism at the University of Southern California. I'm going to have to do some fact checking on him as well. And he takes great pride in shaping the minds of Hollywood's future leaders. That's kind of cute. Although, like, Hollywood isn't necessarily known for being a mecca of journalism. But hey, The Ringer is there.
There you go.
Garen's most recent relationship taught him a lot about love and life. He wants a woman who has her own goals to focus on, but can still be a companion and support Garen and his. He'd love to make sure the people around him are having a good time. He's happy to be the source of energy for the night. He sounds fun. He studied abroad in Ghana and said it was the best trip of his life. Mm. Very cool. That's certainly much, much cooler than loving an all-inclusive resort.
Sorry.
This is tough for me as someone who is extremely punctual. Garen says Garen will be the first to admit he has trouble with punctuality. Mm. I just hate lateness, Amelia.
Duly noted.
And he spends his free time DJing for a local concert series and loves to get the party started. Garen seems like a good dude.
Yeah, DJ. Okay, sure. You know what? Yeah, why not?
I'm not sure that he's really like my cup of tea. I'm not sure that like.
Sure.
I'm really looking for like a DJ. But hey, we're not talking about me. We're talking about Tayshia and Claire. So
true. But I can't really see them ending up with this guy. I don't know.
No, me neither.
You know.
No, but Garen and Ed, you're both out. Next, we have Ivan, who I find very intriguing. Ivan is 28. He's an aeronautical engineer, and he's from Dallas, Texas.
He's really cute.
Yeah, really cute. Wearing a Henley, has a real career. Aeronautical engineer. I mean, he could like work at NASA. That's dope. In fact, Ivan is no average Joe. In fact, some may say he got it all. Movie star looks, a loving and supportive family, and a seriously cool job building jets for the U.S. military. That is seriously cool. I love this career. I mean, this is like taking Pilot Pete and making it like 1,000 times better.
Yeah.
Builds the jets. He doesn't just fly them. Anyone can fly them.
It's true. Yeah. If you're not Captain Sully, then get the fuck out.
Ivan was born in Chicago. Awesome. But he grew up in Plano, Texas. Fine. He's very close with his mom and says he talks to her every day. After making it a point to have fun and enjoy the single life in his mid-20s, Ivan says his single bachelor days are behind him. In Claire, Ivan is hoping to find someone who is not only beautiful and nurturing, but also smart and ambitious. Could we offer you Tayshia? Does it have to be Claire? Intelligence is a huge aphrodisiac to Ivan. I don't believe that. It's just something people say and is not true. And nothing turns him on more than getting into a spirited debate with the women he loves. We hope Claire is ready because Ivan is coming in hot. Okay. Well, I really like Ivan. I mean, so far it's all positive. There is one negative here, however.
Sorry. Okay.
Ivan is a recovered croc enthusiast. I need to know a lot more about that.
Oh, no.
What does that mean? That he's no longer an enthusiast? That he's embarrassed by it? Does he still own them? Did he throw them away? Crocs are like kind of like cool at this very moment, but everyone will look back on their croc phase with regret, unless you're a doctor and you wear them for comfort in the hospital.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. And he's not a doctor who would wear them in comfort in the hospital.
He's an aeronautical engineer, and I don't know. Maybe he needs to be on his feet at his job. To be honest, I don't know about building jets, but I don't know.
Well, and also, fun fact from Chris today, which maybe falls in line with the whole wearing Crocs for comfort. Chris said that he is the best sleeper that he's ever seen in his life. Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, this guy can nap anywhere. So maybe he has narcolepsy. I don't know.
I'm really into Ivan. If he's narcoleptic, I hope he's able to manage that. And also his favorite foods always come from his mom's Filipino cooking.
Cool.
Lovely. And he loves high-end cars and wants to run his own exotic car rental company one day. Better than exotic pets.
True. That's true.
I just feel like Tiger King really came and went really quickly. Like Carol Baskin being on Dancing with the Stars like feels so like late. It's 2000 and late.
It does. It does. And even like the Dateline ID Discovery version of the Tiger King is kind of like, well, you guys missed that boat, but all right, sure.
Things move quickly here in quarantine.
They really do.
Ivan, we've got our eye on you. Onward. We got three more left for today. We got Jason, another freaking football player. Jason, we'll be checking you out. All these guys. 31, former pro football lineman from Arlington, Virginia. A DMV man. He was an offensive lineman. And this is sad and problem with the NFL. After suffering too many concussions on the field, decided to prioritize his health and change the direction of his life. Good for you. Since leaving the NFL in 2016, he's lost 120 pounds and started a career in IT staffing and solutions. Jason admits he had his fun during his NFL days. That means he was a player. He is now ready to get serious. On the weekends, Jason loves to spend his days visiting historical monuments around Arlington or kayaking on the Potomac River. Jason, how lovely. He sounds like a great guy to spend time with. Wants a woman who can keep up with his big personality. He loves animals. And if he could, he would open his home to every dog on the planet that needs one. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little weird. Why would you, there's a red flag here because one of his bullet points is Jason likes to drink coffee in bed. So does everyone.
I was gonna say, is that weird? Like, is that the basis of like every coffee commercial? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Exactly. Like, why are we really scraping the bottom of the barrel for your personality traits? That's yikes to me. Sorry.
He's the first guy on the dance floor when it's time for the electric slide. I like that.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Can feel it. It's electric. That sounds good. Jason sounds like a good date, honestly. Sounds like a good, like, three dates and out.
And you get to say that you got with a pro football lineman. That's
totally
cool, you know? And also, Chris says that he has a Seth Rogen laugh, which is fun. Love Seth Rogen's laugh.
I can kind of see that. I can kind of see Seth Rogen in his eyes.
Totally. But Chris also said that he has a very sad story, which I don't know if it relates back to the concussion thing or if there's something else. But Chris is like, I'm going to let him tell the story. So.
Okay, well, I'd like to go on three dates with Jason and then become friends. He's a good guy. Two more to go for today. Woof, we're going to do it. We got Jay, fitness director, 29, from Fort Lauderdale. Jay reminds me of a Bachelorette contestant from like 5 years ago. He just feels like a touch too late for whoever he is.
Right. And he makes it like midway through, but like doesn't get to make it to any like.
Doesn't talk a lot. We don't know the sound of his voice. Looking at him, though, I just feel like he has a high pitched voice, but whatever. One thing to note, if you are someone that can't put down your phone for more than 5 minutes, you may not be the person for Jay. Nothing annoys him more than being on a date with a woman who is half in conversation, half scrolling through Instagram. So while I agree, I don't like this tone that he's taking. And I don't like this holier than now. Like, why are you on your phone? Put your phone down. Sometimes you need to be on your phone. Maybe someone doesn't like you and they will look at your phone instead of talking to you. Like, I just don't appreciate this. And like, Jay, we get it. It's rude to be on your phone on a date.
Right.
But like, do you have to take this tone?
Yeah. No, I don't like that either. Now that you bring it up. And also circle back 2 months from now, I'm sure he's going to be on his phone.
Seriously.
Every chance he gets to make some tummy tea money, you know? Like, I just don't.
Just hate being told to put my phone down. It's like, I'll put my phone down when I can.
Exactly. I'll be the one that decides when I put my goddamn phone down. Exactly.
And it just kind of gets worse from here. Jay says every song Drake puts out is a banger. And so we all love Drake, but like, no, they're not all bangers. But yes, we all love Drake. It's great. We all loved him 5 years ago when you should have been on The Bachelorette. Jay doesn't like to go to hotspots or clubs because he hates paying a cover charge. I mean, me too. Find a new slant. Not original. Jake loves Duke basketball. I mean, no one says that willingly if I didn't go to Duke. And Jay says growing up, he spent way too much of his allowance on clothes from Abercrombie and Fitch.
Wow. Okay. I mean,
cool. We all went to the mall and wanted to buy something from Abercrombie that didn't really fit. I get it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't like this Jay. And also, apparently,
I'm going to say it. I hate Jay.
Hate Jay.
Just on his bio. I'm the most off-put by Jay of anyone.
Interesting. No, I mean, he can't even, I'm not, this is mean, but like, he doesn't look good in this Henley. No offense, Jay. Like, you know, I don't know. And also, Chris said that Jay started out on a crazy note. I don't know what that means, but now I'm intrigued and a little scared.
Well, that probably means he leaves soon, which is good. Alrighty. Last for today, for part one of the Bachelorette bios for Clatia's season, we have Jeremy. He's 40. He's a banker from Washington, D.C. And at 40 years old, Jeremy is the oldest contestant ever to come on The Bachelorette.
That's wild.
He's feeling the pressure to finally settle down. I know. But like, yeah, I think that we've had many 38 and 39 year olds, but 40. Love it.
Never 40. Okay, cool.
That's fantastic. He says he loves bold women who aren't afraid to challenge him. And Jeremy is all about giving back when he's not working at his fancy bank job. I hope he did not call his own job fancy. His favorite thing about Claire, though, is that she talks to raccoons. He can't wait to get in on the conversation. Did Jeremy really say that? I'm so curious how much these guys write and how much is written for them. But
I feel like there's this poor intern who's having to, like, I don't know, spice up all these like bios with like dumb little like, whoa, yeah, he loves to talk to raccoons and he can't wait to join in on the conversation, like hashtag crazy. You know, it's just like, yeah. I feel for whoever has to write these.
So now we know that they had a questionnaire. And one of the questions was, what did you learn during quarantine? Because now we know during quarantine, Jeremy developed a love for painting and taught himself how to rollerblade. First of all, Nick Viall also like got into the roller skating game during quarantine. So it's like that a thing?
Yeah. I think it is.
I guess so. And developed a love for painting. That's kind of cool, I suppose. I want to know what everyone did during quarantine. Why do we only get two so far?
Probably because theirs were the most interesting. The other people were like, I read a book, you know?
Amelia, reading is cool.
Okay? No, reading is cool, but it's just like so bland. Like everyone yeah, like reads.
We're all reading.
Exactly.
Jeremy winning some points. Jeremy hates Instagram models, both male and female.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Jeremy says his love language is witty banter. I don't think you can use the term love language unless you're like a sex therapist or actually using it in a funny way. And this is an absolute deal breaker for me personally. Jeremy's favorite holiday is Halloween because he loves to geek out on haunted attractions. And I'll say one thing I'm happy about as it relates to COVID is that Halloween is essentially canceled this year. So Amelia, where do you stand on Halloween?
I kind of like Halloween. I mean, I'm never the one to like go all out, but I enjoy like just the creepiness of it. And I enjoy that other people like it, but you know.
Okay. So you're supporting like the people around you. That's really nice.
I try.
And with that, we are done for part one of the Bachelorette bios for Clatia's season. Amelia, thank you so much. This has been utterly delightful. I'm fired up.
Me too.
Who's your favorite so far?
Wow. That is so... Okay, well, I love Dale. I think he is a winner.
Love Dale.
I also kind of love Jeremy. I think Jeremy's kind of a winner too.
Wow. I've got my eye on Ivan and Dale.
Oh, yes. Ivan. Yeah, love Ivan.
And obviously easy. I mean, I just... A man who's seen every episode of Grey's Anatomy? Call me, dude. Let's talk about it. I still grieve the death of Derek Shepherd. I think about it all the time. I'll be back for the rest of these bios and some follow-up research. As I said, we will be digging deep into these NFL stats, among other things, but no spoilers, obviously, on Thursday. So catch me then. Catch Amelia on Tea Time on Ringer Dish. And thank you so much for listening.